Developing coaching skills, track number 6, getting commitment. Regardless of where a producer is in your Where's Waldo performance matrix, gaining commitment is a key to ongoing development and improvement of everybody on your sales team. Even with your top performers, you must gain commitment to their constant drive to execute at high levels. You must discuss with them their personal goals and their commitment to attain those goals through committing to a required set of activities and the resulting sales results. You can't ignore your top performers. What must be understood is that people must commit to something that is important to them. And even though many companies talk about shareholder values, guess what? Most salespeople really don't care about increasing shareholder value. Salespeople will count on their own improvement for their own financial success. What will motivate them are their own set of personal objectives, goals, and ambitions. Your job is to help them discover what it is that they are committed to and then help them discover, well, what is the current state of affairs? And then when there is a gap, you as an effective coach then help them discover the eventual outcome if that gap between what they want and where they are continues. This is done by you demonstrating the drill down process. But now it isn't part of a selling a product or service, but rather part of selling a salesperson on committing to their own personally desired outcomes. You cannot ask for commitment to change or a commitment to discipline structure if your salesperson does not have something to commit to. Once you've gone through the initial discovery and drill down process, you will arrive at an ultimate outcome that normally isn't favorable. In the case of someone that is underperforming or failing to execute, effort or skills, that the ultimate outcome is going to be failure. You must get them to agree that failure to achieve their desired outcome is not an acceptable option. Now take note, they must verbalize this. Don't say or ask, "Now, you don't want that to happen, do you?" That's an intelligence test question. They're an idiot if they say yes. Of course they're going to say, "No, I don't want to fail." But instead, you have to ask, "Is that a problem if that's the outcome that you end up with? Are you sure? Is that outcome compelling enough for you to make changes? It won't be easy." Then and only then can you get them to agree to some form of change and discipline structure around activity and coaching. Once you get commitment to fix a problem and you get your salespeople to tell you that they are willing to do everything possible to succeed, now you can build a development program to help them do that. A quick note about disciplined development program. First, it probably will be harder on you than it is on them. Now, you're going to have to inspect what you expect them to do. Example, if the discipline program for filling the pipeline includes making phone calls every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, guess what? You have to be there. If you expect them to ask for introductions every day, then that means that every day you have to be available at the end of the day so that they can report to you how they did. Asking for commitment and then not committing to them will result in failure for both of you.